A Collector's Company by R. H. Malden. The story which follows was told to me rather more than 30 years ago. The narrator was elderly then. He died very soon after the end of the last war with Germany, so there can be no harm in repeating it now. His name, if you want to know, was Arthur Harberton. As he was a young man when it happened to him, I suppose it must be dated not long after the year 1870. I made notes of it at the time and reproduce it now as nearly as I can in his own words. 3 years after my ordination, I was offered a post as a college lecturer at Cambridge. That was the kind of work which I had always thought that I should like, at any rate for a few years, so I accepted the offer very gladly. I have never regretted that I did so, nor that I did not devote the rest of my life to academic work. I was not dean of the college, and as in those days the number of fellows in holy order was much larger than it is now, it was very seldom necessary for me to be in the chapel on a Sunday. Accordingly, I used to go about the diocese a good deal, visiting the country churches. I don't think that I was under any illusion as to my powers as a preacher even then. But I thought, without, I hope, undue vanity, that it might be good for village congregations to hear a fresh voice occasionally, and even for the incumbent if he were present. That was not always the case, for I was always willing to take the whole duty of the day if I were asked, so that the incumbent might secure a short holiday. As a rule, I enjoyed these expeditions thoroughly. They began with a short train journey, followed by a drive from the station, sometimes of as much as 10 miles. Country lanes were country lanes then. They had not been blackened with tar macadam, and motor cars were, of course, unknown. An occasional traction engine, preceded by a man on foot carrying a red flag, was the only disagreeable object likely to be encountered. From a dog-cart, which was usually the vehicle which came to meet me, it was possible to see over the hedges and to get a very fair idea of the country as you went along at 8 to 10 miles an hour. My hosts were generally interesting. For the most part, they were country-bred men who belonged naturally to their surroundings. Many of them had a wide variety of interests and sometimes a store of real knowledge on which they were ready to discourse to a stranger. When I had the house to myself, it was amusing to try to deduce what manner of man the owner might be from his books and pictures. Most of the churches and a good many of the houses presented features of...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?